Former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi died today at the age of 86. Silvia Pajoli reports that Berlusconi's flamboyant lifestyle left a mark on popular culture, but also tainted Italy's image in the world.
A born showman, Berlusconi liked to brag his career began as a crooner on cruise ships. From construction and real estate, he built an empire, TV networks, newspapers, publishing houses, a top soccer team, and much more. It all started with a 1970s game show where the caller's right answer prompted a housewife in the studio to strip a piece of clothing. Eric Gandini is the director of the documentary Videocracy.
If someone had told me that this was the beginning of a new empire, a huge media empire, and a new political order, where the owner of this media empire became also the prime minister, and that this whole story would start with a striptease program, I would laugh.
Thanks to political patronage, Berlusconi created a commercial TV monopoly. With a carousel of soap operas and scantily clad showgirls, his networks molded an adoring audience into a virtual electorate. In the early 1990s, when bribery scandals toppled the political establishment, Berlusconi filled the vacuum. With his rags-to-riches story, he sold many Italians a rosy dream of prosperity and lower taxes. 3 months later, Berlusconi swept to power. And over the next two decades, he showed the world that humility was not one of his virtues.
I am by far the best prime minister Italy ever had.
But it was an open secret that Berlusconi had entered politics to safeguard his empire. A key tool, says Alexander Stile, author of the book on Berlusconi, The Sack of Rome, was an electoral law that allowed party chiefs to pick candidates.
So suddenly you've seen this profusion of beautiful girls and fashion models and TV stars and showgirls. But the principle is that they're there as ornament, and therefore that the function of parliament is one of the three branches of government which should have a kind of checking effect on the executive has become an empty power.
With no conflict of interest legislation, Berlusconi not only kept his TV networks, as prime minister he won control of all state-run broadcasting. Maurizio Viroli, who teaches politics and government at the University of Texas, describes the power Berlusconi had as tyranny.
A power that no political leader has ever been able to concentrate in his own hands in any democratic or liberal country in history. That's why I use the word tyranny.
Berlusconi chose a former nude calendar girl as Minister of Gender Equality and appointed his tax lawyer as finance minister. He developed close personal ties with Russian leader Vladimir Putin and the late Libyan strongman Muammar Gaddafi. But abroad, Berlusconi was often mocked for his permatan, hair transplants, and facelifts. And while his schoolboy pranks, off-color jokes, and racist remarks left him increasingly shunned on the international stage, he became the longest-serving prime minister in Italian history. Foreign commentators could not fathom the secret of Berlusconi's popularity. Professor Viroli calls it Italians' dislike for moral principles.
When they see someone who tells them it is right not to have principles, to disregard civic duties, to violate the laws, they love him.
Berlusconi survived multiple corruption trials, tawdry tales of orgies, and paying for sex with a minor. Ultimately, when the European debt crisis hit Italy in 2011, it was the stock markets that forced him to step down. His political career came to an ignominious end in 2014 when he was ousted from parliament following a definitive conviction for evading some $10 million in taxes. Given his age, 77, his four-year jail term was commuted to 4 hours a week, assisting elderly dementia patients. When Berlusconi left office, Italy's economy was stagnant and debt was skyrocketing, but his personal wealth was said to have tripled. Just like the tycoon lampooned by comedian Roberto Benigni.
Io sono il boss, l'imprenditore, il proprietario del partito dell'amore.
I am the boss. I have banks and newspapers, villas and castles. I have women galore. Everything is mine. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.